चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनःभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदाऽमिहं ददाति शोकदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीजूतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगुणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णं चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगुणललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधाकंत नमस्तुते। तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधि वृंदावनेश्वरी विशाखानुसुते देवी प्रणमामी हरिप्रिय। मंचाकल्पतरुद्धश्च कृपा सिंधुद्व एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवशादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं विनतारिणं परमानन्द माधवं श्रीचैतन्य मिश्रं। In the board, it is written text 17 to 19, but as far as I know, text up to text 18 is already discussed in the yesterday's class, isn't it? In the yesterday's class, up to text 18 is already discussed. So, I can read only 19, text 19. प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। प्रकल्प्य वत्सं कपिलं सिद्धा संकल्प संकल्पनं मयिं संकल्पना मयिं सिद्धिं नभसि विद्यां च ये च विद्याधरादय। प्रकल्प्य वत्सं कपिलं सिद्ध्वा संकल्पनामयीं सिद्धिं नभसि विद्यां च ये च विद्याधरादय। प्रकल्प्य वत्सं कपिलं सिद्ध्वा संकल्पनामयीं सिद्धिं नभसि विद्यां च ये च विद्याधरादय। प्रकल्प्य वत्सं कपिलं सिद्ध्वा संकल्पनामयीं सिद्धिं नभसि विद्यां च ये च विद्याधरादय। प्रकल्प्य वत्सं कपिलं सिद्ध्वा संकल्पनामयीं सिद्धिं नभसि विद्यां च ये च विद्याधरादय। Prakalpya vatsam kapilam Siddha sankalpanamayim Siddhim navasi vidyancha Vichi vidya dharadaya. Prakalpya vatsam kapilam Siddha sankalpanamayim Siddhim navasi vidyancha Yecha vidya dharadaya. Prakalpa vatsam kapilam Siddha sankalpanamayim Siddhim navasi vidyancha Yecha vidya dharadaya. Prakalpa vatsam kapilam Siddha sankalpanamayim Siddhim navasi vidyancha Yecha vidya dharadaya. Mataji, what meaning? Prakalpya, appointing, vatsam, path, kapilam, the great sage Kapila, Siddha, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Sankalpanamayim, proceeding from will, Siddhim, yogic perfection, Navushi, in the sky, Vidyam, knowledge, Cha, also, Ye, those who, Cha, also, Vidyadharadaya, the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka, and so on. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki Jaya. Translation. After this, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, as well as the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka, transform the great sage Kapila into a calf, and making the whole sky into a pot, they melt out specific yogic mystic powers, beginning with Anima. Indeed, the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka acquire the art of flying in the sky. Purport. The inhabitants of both Siddha Loka and Vidyadhara Loka are naturally endued with mystic yogic powers, by which they not only can fly in outer space without a vehicle, but can also fly from one planet to another simply by exerting their will. Just as fish can swim within water, the residents of Vidyadhara Loka can swim in the ocean of air. As far as the inhabitants of Siddha Loka are concerned, they are endued with all mystic powers. The yogis in this planet practice the eightfold yogic mysticism, namely yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. By regularly practicing the yogic process one after another, the yogis attain various perfections. They can become smaller than the smallest, heavier than the heaviest, etc. They can even manufacture a planet, get whatever they like, and control whatever man they want. All the residents of Siddha Loka are naturally endued with these mystic yogic powers. It is certainly a very wonderful thing if we see a person on this planet flying in the sky without a vehicle. But in Vidyadhara Loka, such flying is as commonplace as a bird's flying in the sky. Similarly, in Siddha Loka, all the inhabitants are great yogis, perfect in mystic powers. The name of Kapila Muni is significant in this verse because he was the expounder of the Shankha philosophical system and his father Kardama Muni was a great yogi and mystic. Indeed, Kardama Muni prepared a great airplane which was as large as a small town and had various gardens, palatial buildings, servants and maidservants. With all the paraphernalia, Kapildeva's mother Devahuti and his father Kardama Muni traveled all over the universes and visited different planets. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sarupa Damodara Swaminiti Namine Namasat Bhakta Mane Manipura Udbhavaya Cha Prabhu Padama Shabbani Prachara Niradayate. So I feel that this chapter is very, very mystical, very mysterious. The way it is described in different slokas that the inhabitants of, the leaders of different planets, how they become calf, and just like here in this verse it is described that the sky became the milk pot. So, at least for me it is very difficult to understand, but there must be some deeper meaning which is beyond, at least beyond my perception, how they make the sky milk pot, how the leaders of different planets become the calf. But the essence is clear that the different residents of, various residents of different planets, they actually, they derive everything from Earth. Actually, Earth is there in other planets also. The Earth, element Earth. In this planet is called Earth because it is, the Earth, the element of Earth is predominant here. That's why this planet is called Earth. There are planets like fiery planets, airy planets, but in each planet the Earth, element Earth is there. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in one verse it is said, Sarva Kama Dodha Mahi. The Earth can fulfill all our desires. And practically we see that whatever people desire, whatever a man or a person desires, he can derive everything from Earth. In different slokas we have seen, just like the demons, what is their desire? The demons wants to enjoy life by drinking wine. So they get wine from Earth. Somehow or other this wine is a product of Earth. It is written in one verse, the demon, the leader of the demon, they became calf and they milked wine. They got wine as milk. Ashavam. Ashavam means wine. So, here in this loka it is written that the inhabitants of Siddha Loka and Vidyadhara Loka, they achieve different arts like flying in the sky. So, there are persons who like to fly. Among human also, we have this desire, if I could fly in the sky. So, those who have this desire, very strong desire of flying, so they achieved this facility from Earth. The inhabitants of Siddha Loka, they can, they are mystic yogis, and the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka, they can fly like birds, and they can fly from one planet to another planet. So, when we read this description, we feel very wondered, we feel very wonderful how they are flying from one planet to another planet. But nothing is surprising. Everything is surprising because we are not experienced. In this planet also so many birds are flying, we don't feel surprised. But if from our childhood we saw nothing flying in the sky, then we could be also surprised by seeing birds flying. The surprise depends on our experience. If we experience something and suddenly we see the difference, then we feel surprised. Otherwise, everything is common. Whatever description is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes it is very, very surprising. Because the word surprising is relative. It is relative. When I was a child, there was no television. So when I first saw television, I was very much surprised. But my son and the present generation, they see television from their birth. So they are not surprised. So everything, when you feel surprised, that means you are not experienced. That's why when you read all that wonderful description, uncommon description of Srimad Bhagavatam, we immediately feel surprised. If you read the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the description is really wonderful. People are very much fond of tourism. So if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, though we can understand that what kind of description is there of different planets. It is written that in some planet there is ocean of milk, in some planet there is ocean of sugar cane juice, in some planet there is ocean of honey, in some planet there is ocean of yogurt or melted liquid gold. So we feel so much surprised. It is written in some planet the banyan trees are extending, their branches are extending like millions of miles. Sometimes we feel shocked, hard for many people, it is hard to believe how a banyan tree can extend millions of miles. The branches of a banyan tree are extending millions of miles. We think, oh, maybe 100 miles is okay, 1,000 miles is okay, but millions of miles, we feel very much surprised. But if you think deeply, even in this planet, when you see banyan tree, for an ant, the banyan tree is like millions of miles. An ant cannot walk over a banyan tree. Maybe for his whole life he can walk over the banyan tree, he cannot finish, he cannot find out the limit. So everything is relative. There are bigger planets, the trees are bigger there. It is written in some planet, mangoes are like elephant. One mango is like elephant and seed is like a mustard seed or small like peanut. The mango is like an elephant and the seed is like a peanut. So what kind of mango is that? And from that mango tree all the time mango is dropping and there are no people to eat. So many mangoes are dropping, there are mango forest and so many big mangoes like elephant are dropping and there are no people to eat. So what happens? The mango when they drop, they break, and from the juice of the mango, it creates a river, mango juice river. So we are very happy to hear that if we go there, we can take buckets of mango juice and we can drink. So many wonderful description is there. It is written even in Patala Loka. If you go to the lower planets, people are getting so much material enjoyment there. They also have 5-star hotel and there are snakes, those who can speak. The snakes can speak. In some lower planet there is no light. The snakes, they have jewels, lightning jewels glittering on their hood, and when they are moving with the light of their own jewels, they can see everything and they enjoy material pleasure, material happiness. There is a, in lower planet there is a wine called Hatak. It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a wine called Hatak. So if anybody enters sometimes from one planet to another planet, visitors, they enter from one planet to another planet, and the ladies of the lower planet, they immediately force the males to drink that Hatak. And if they drink that Hatak, they feel very nasty. So the demons, they want to enjoy material life, they want to enjoy lust. So the facility is given there in the lower planets, and it is derived from art. So everything, sarvakama dudhamahi, everything is derived from art. So the people, they have, the person have desire. We have unlimited desires and we want to enjoy these desires. And God has given facilities. Whatever we want to enjoy, all kinds of facilities are given. But after enjoying so many different varieties of material pleasure, at last the living soul become tired, become frustrated. At last, in some level, the living soul can understand this is cause of trouble, cause of problems and frustration. Ultimately, the living entity gets only frustration. And even in material pleasure, all the time problems are there. Just like in Patala Loka, they are enjoying all these things, wine and the sex life, they are enjoying so much. But Garuda sometimes fly and immediately catches so many snakes, because snake is the main food, staple food of Garuda. So they enjoy life, but they are all the time afraid when Garuda will come and kill us. Garuda is ready. Any moment they are enjoying playing in park and many places, and suddenly a big sound, sound of the wings of Garuda, and all the inhabitants of Patala Loka, they run here and there, and Garuda catches some of those inhabitants and eat. Everywhere, Abrahma Bhavana Loka, problem is there, Dukkhavayam Ashashvatam, house of unhappiness, house of troubles. Whatever happiness we get, is, first of all it is temporary, secondly it is illusory, it is not real pleasure, it is not real pleasure. That's why it gives frustration, that's why it creates problems, illusory pleasure. So those who are karmi, the karmi, they want to enjoy all this illusory pleasure. The best kind of illusory pleasure is available in the heaven. So the target of the karmi, those who are little learned, little cultured karmi, they want to go to heaven and want to enjoy heavenly pleasure. The duration of life is very long there, minimum 10,000 years, sometimes 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, 10 lakhs in different planets. Depends on how higher, because in heaven also there are different categories, different levels of heavens. So the highest heavenly pleasure is the target of the karmis. They want highest heavenly pleasure. But even after enjoying highest heavenly pleasure, the problem is there. Even in heaven, the Indra is not all the time secured, not safe. Any moment the demons can attack him, just like in Patala Loka, the Garuda attacks. In heaven, the demons, they attack. And sometimes Indra, along with all the demigods, they run away, and even they hide under ocean water. They hide for many thousands of years.
So even in heaven, the terrorists are there. Terrorism is there. So they are not satisfied. They are not happy. Frustration is there. Even in heaven, maybe relatively it is more enjoyable than earth and lower planets. But the problem is there. So that's why, by enjoying material pleasure, even if we get some kind of satisfaction, even after satisfaction there are problems, after satisfaction there are problems. Each material pleasure is accompanied with some problem. It is like a very good quality sweet rice filled with sands. If somebody offers me good quality sweet rice, heat, condensed milk with lot of sand, and if I put in my mouth, oh, very sweet, very tasty. But when I bite, immediately I feel sand. So all this material pleasure is like this, but it takes little time to understand. In the beginning we cannot understand. Jattu tapresh amritapomam. In the beginning like nectar, but the day passes, time passes, slowly, slowly we realize, Parināme viṣamiva. In the beginning like nectar, ultimately it is like poison. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya, wo pastaya. Jo nahi khaya, wo bhi pastaya. It is like in Delhi, they sell very reddish laddu, very red. So the customer, those who are inexperienced, they see, oh, very red laddu. So they feel attracted. I must eat. But there is no taste. So you purchase and buy, no taste. You feel, look, my money is spoiled, my health is damaged. So you feel bad. So if you don't eat, you lament. I should have tasted this so nice looking laddu. I should have tasted this. But after tasting, we lament. So material pleasure is exactly like this. Before tasting, I want this, I want this, I need this. But after tasting, we feel frustration, problem, very much morose, completely unhappy. So then karmi, they turn into, those who are intelligent karmi, they turn into gani. They turn into gani. Oh, because all these material pleasures, they are giving only suffering, problems, frustration. So, jagan mitha, the world is false. So let us run away from this false world. Let us run away from this problem-producing, problem-making world. That is called gani. So they want to run away. But running away is not enough. If I run away, my problem is not solved. Just like if I feel thirst, I want to drink water, and somebody gave me some dirty drain water, black drain water. I am very thirsty and water is not available. So somebody gave me very black, dirty water. And I drank little bit and I thought, oh, this is very bad, very bad. Then I ran away. I won't drink water. But my problem is not solved. My thirst is there. That means I must drink clear, crystal clear, pure water. Until and unless I get that pure water, simply by leaving water, simply by rejecting water, will not quench my thirst. So living entity has the thirst for pleasure, anandamaya bhasa. By nature we want pleasure, we seek pleasure, we need pleasure. So when we try to enjoy this material pleasure, our thirst of pleasure is not quenched. Our thirst of pleasure is not quenched. So then the gani is the run away. We don't want this kind of dirty water. This is false. But it's not false. We need pure water. But the gyanis, their level is only running away, only rejecting. Neti, only rejecting. They reject this world, but they don't get the alternative. Then yogi, they think, okay, this world is false. At least we can try to manipulate this world. They're, in a sense, they are a little better. At least they enjoy the varieties. The jnanis, they leave this variety thinking that this world is false. But the yogi, they want to stay here because it's full of varieties, but they want to control the problems. So the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka, they are perfect yogis. Inhabitants of Siddha Loka, they are perfect yogis. So they control the situation. They get 8 kinds of perfection. Anima, Laghima. Anima means they can become smaller than the smallest. There is a yogi, I forgot his name. In British period, he was captured and he was locked. But after some time, the Britishers opened the door and the yogi is not there. He went out. There was some hole, small hole, and through the hole he went out. Even today, there are very rare. One of my friends saw in Kolkata city, he saw that one yogi is flying on the, sitting on the sky. No, say 5 feet above the earth level, he was just sitting. In my childhood, I saw one man floating on the water. So, it is rare, but not impossible. Not impossible. In Himalaya, there are many yogis that are practicing pranayama. And by practice of pranayama, they can achieve anima, laghima. Laghima means you can become light, very light. You can fly in the sky, just like inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka. They can fly from one planet to another planet. They become lighter than the lightest. Anima, laghima, prapti, whatever the desire they get, material thing. Prakamma, ishitta, bhushitta, so many, eight perfections they get. But this also, ultimately nothing, is meaningless, because if we realize, say for example, after many years of practice, level, like jama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi, ashtanga, eight parts of yoga. Each part takes 12 years. For perfection in each part takes 12 years. So 12 into 8. How many years? 12 into 96, eh? 96 years. So if you want to achieve perfection of this Ashtanga Yoga, minimum 96 years we need. And in Kali Yuga we live maximum 60, 70 years. So how can we achieve this perfection? In Kali Yuga it is completely impractical. So the yogis, they achieve this perfection and say after practicing 96 years, they can fly in the sky. So they become equal as birds. Birds, without practicing yoga, they can fly. And after 96 years of severe practice, they can fly like birds. Prabhupada told a very nice story. That one boy from a village, he went to Himalaya and he started to practice yoga. After many years of practice, he came back to his village and he was very boldly declaring that I learned so many things, I achieved yogic perfection. So the villagers, they wanted to see. So the boy gathered them near a river bank and he crossed the river by walking. So one man was laughing and he told that your perfection is 10 paisa worth. He said 10 paisa. How? Because at that time if you cross the river by boat, they charge 10 paisa. So you cross the river without paying 10 paisa. So you say 50 years of practice or 60 years of practice. By 50 years of practice, you have saved 10 paisa. Because if you don't know how to walk on the water, you have to go by boat. By paying, now you pay to cross Swarup Ganj, we pay 50 paisa. So if you practice 50 years or 60 years of yoga and we can walk on Jalangi River, we can save, say, 50 paisa, whole life, say, some hundreds of rupees, we can save. So what is the meaning? If you think deeply, the yogic perfection has the meaning. And devotee, they get all the yogic perfection, the perfection of jnana, perfection of yoga, perfection of karma, everything they get simply by devotional service. Just like Narada Muni is not a yogi practically. Narada Muni is not a yogi.
The yogi, they can fly in the sky, and Narad Muni also can fly, but without practice of yoga, he is only a devotee. A devotee achieves all perfection of all different kinds of yoga. The perfection of karma yoga, perfection of jnana yoga, perfection of all kinds of yoga, a devotee can achieve automatically. So, the jnani, they run away, and the yogi, they want to manipulate this material world. But because they have desire, some kind of desire, they are not happy. Ultimately, the frustration is there. Even the best jnani, he achieves Brahman, the impersonal Brahman, but he is not satisfied. That's why in Srimad Bhagavatam it is written, they fall down. The jnani, they fall down. The yogis, they fall down. Everybody, Kurmi, they are very, Kurmi, they fall down very easily. Because Kurmi, when they fall down, they become Vikurmi, sinners, criminals. The jnani, they fall down. There are so many jnanis, many jnanis, Jayanna Ravindaksha Vimuktamanina, Toyasta Bhava, Abhishuddha Buddha, Arichya Krikshena, Parantabankata, Patanti, Adha, Anadrita Jishmadangra, Jayanna Ravindaksha Vimuktamanina. They are proud that we are full of knowledge, we have achieved Brahman. Jayanna Ravindaksha, here, ignore the personality of Godhead. They don't have faith and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are simply proud that we have achieved Brahman realization. Sometimes they achieve also Brahman, but because there is no variety, variety is the mother of pleasure, variety is the mother of enjoyment. So without variety, they enjoy some kind of pleasure, negation of pains, negation of suffering, negative pleasure they enjoy for some years, many years sometimes they enjoy. But because there is no variety, there is no positive pleasure, they fall down. The jnani, they fall down. The karmi, they fall down. The yogi, like, that is the yogi who did tapasya under water, Shauvari. He was a great yogi doing tapasya under water. 10,000 years he was doing outside, but outside there are male, female. So he thought, when I see female, my mind is disturbed, so I will go underwater. So 10,000 years he did yogic austerity, but his mind was again disturbed simply by watching the two fishes, male fish and female fish, trying to enjoy. And simply by seeing these, his mind got disturbed. When he came out from water, and he decided to marry. And he thought, because I have now fallen, so I'll marry someone very beautiful. So he went to the king of Mandata's palace. At that time Mandata was the king, and he had 50 daughters. And he directly entered into Mandata's assembly hall. Mandata was sitting on his throne. And Mandata tossed his feet because a great yogi came and asked, what service can I render? So Shauvari Muni smiled and told, I want to marry your daughter. So Mandata got shocked because his body was dirty. If a person stays 10,000 years under water, he had long beard with full of, what is called mosses and some, fish laid eggs. So he felt very bad, but at the same time he knew this yogi has lot of power. If he curses me, I'll die. He can destroy my kingdom. He has power. So then he became afraid, but because he was a political man, he told me, yes, very well. I am very happy that you want to marry my daughter. It is my good fortune, but my daughters are independent. You please go inside inner side of the palace, and if they want, if they accept you, I have no objection, I'll be happy. So he immediately entered, and before entering he became a very handsome young man. And all the 50 daughters started quarreling. I want to marry this man, I want to marry this man. So then Shauvari Muni told, no problem, I'll marry all of you. So then he married all the 50 girls and he went to his ashram and he constructed 50 palaces. He is a yogi, but some kind, just like Krishna married 16,108 wives. He can marry more. But yogis, they have some limit, maximum 50 or 100, not more than that. But still, mind is disturbed. And he also ultimately, anybody who tries to enjoy this material pleasure, ultimately meet with frustration, meet with problem. So that's why the last solution is to find out alternative. The alternative, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have come to know the alternative is pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna bhakta nishkam atayuk shanta, bhukti mukti siddhi kami, shakali asanta. Everybody is restless, everybody is unhappy. By mistake only we run after this illusory happiness. But ultimately a day comes, a point of life comes when a person, by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, by the mercy of Krishna, he can realize that ultimately this material pleasure will give us suffering and frustration. So the solution is that the perfect alternative is Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, is not only negation, there is positive life, the same love is there, food is there, everything is there, but in the service mood, in the service of Lord Krishna. So in this way, Krishna bhakta nishkam, a devotee, his only business is to serve the Supreme Personality of God with pure love. And simply by pure love, he gets everything, all perfection. Perfection of karmis, perfection of gyanis, perfection of yogis, all perfection he achieves simply by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His all thirst is completely satisfied. Completely satisfied. So that is the target of our life, to achieve pure devotional life. Completely unmotivated, completely unalert, pure devotional life. That is our perfection. So I'd like to stop here. We have got 15 minutes. If you have any comment, correction or question, please, you can ask your question or comment. No comment, no question.
Hare Krishna. Being in ISKCON, we hear it many, many times that material facility will ultimately end in frustration. So, knowing that, if you're not ready to just give up everything, especially as a youth, attractions are there, very strong. So then how do we go about the steps to attain that platform?
Actually, Krishna consciousness is most scientific. It is not abrupt. It is not that simply by jumping we will become pure devotee. That's why Varnashram system is there. And step by step process is there. First Vaidhi Bhakti, then Raganuga Bhakti. So Krishna consciousness is very most perfect science. And God knows our weakness, Guru, spiritual master knows our weakness. That's when Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to become a sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prohibited. No. You wait. Krame Pailo Bhavashindu Kul. Step by step, gradually one achieves the perfection of life. So you don't try to become a sannyasi abruptly by jumping. You first achieve maturity, then slowly, step by step we achieve maturity.
So, Krishna consciousness can be, it can start from an immature stage. Simple example is example of mango. When mango is first grown, it is bitter. If you bite a small mango, it is bitter. Then after some days it becomes sour. After some days it becomes sour and sweet. And after some days it becomes very sweet mango. So in the beginning, just like in the beginning mango is bitter. Small mango is bitter. So in the beginning, in devotional life also you will have bitter feeling. But the only thing is that under any circumstances we should not give up devotional practice. Even if we feel extreme bitterness, we should not give up, because this is the only medicine, this is the only solution. But step by step, for different person it may take different, duration. Just like in the hospital, one patient is admitted, the doctor says after 1 hour, okay, you can go. But for other patient, doctor says you stay 3 days. For other patient, doctor says you stay 6 months. So doctor knows, the degrees of the seriousness of the problem, and accordingly doctor releases the patients. Similarly, in our devotional life, somebody will, very quickly will achieve perfection, somebody will take many years, it is completely relative, For somebody it takes many years, for somebody it takes quick, it's completely relative. So you know what is my personal status, what is my personal condition, on which level I am. Then from that level we have to try to achieve more maturity, more perfection, like this. Slowly, slowly, a day will come when we'll achieve full perfection. When we are on immature stage, we have to see for my condition, what kind of description is there in Shastra. Or I can ask my Guru, this is my condition, and in this condition, what I should do. So in this way, there are medicine for each patient, In this way, slowly, slowly, even from our lower level, we can proceed towards maturity. And that's why Varnashram system actually designed in such a way that immature devotee can become matured. That is the Varnashram system. Any other comment? So thank you very much. Gantharas Sumad Bhagavatam ki Samavata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki Mitayo Pramanande Hari Hari Bho. Srila Prabhupada ki